a little flying machine like unto the one which I had seen, that little teeny disc that I was describing. And he said that the disc had entranced him. And he followed this disc from his yard. He was out playing with his birds. And he followed this disc from his yard to this other house. He says he remembers the house like it was yesterday. And when I had told him this vision, Allah God and the person of Masawasi, Prophet Muhammad, his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, had moved me to relay the vision to the brother. He said that later that night, Allah God and the person of Masawasi, Prophet Muhammad, his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, through total recall, caused the brother to shed a few tears, you know, just for the memory's sake of that which he had remembered and encountered before.
Yes, sir. And plus on top of that there, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that if you get this knowledge and these teachings like this here, and you do not share the tears, then you do not belong to us. You understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that when Master Muhammad was teaching, that he shared the tears. And that's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to fulfill the prophecy when he would be on the roster, and sometimes he'd start crying. That was the daughter because he was playing out Rachel, who was weeping for her man-child. So if the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was playing out that world, and the Bible said that he was weeping, then he would have to weep before the people.
Yes, sir.
And if we're walking that same particular road, same particular path that Allah God, the person that Master Muhammad have been walking along, then also, too, we must weep.
Yes, sir. So did Muhammad Ahmad, the Al-Mahdi of the 1800s, late 1800s?
Yes, sir.
He also would cry before his congregation, and it would give them more strength to go on.
Also, too, you got to remember this here, that all through the book it says that all the righteous people cried.
That's right, yes,
and they
sir.
Cried out. Say the prophets cried out.
Yes, sir.
They said the angels even cried out.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. So, therefore, if you see a person stand up with no kind of crying out, then something... Yes, but it's always tears before laughter, and laughter before tears.
Yes, sir.
And in those laughter, in those tears, is stairs. The tears is like the tears of ladders and stuff that brings about you to a greater apprehension. How can you truly understand what peace is or what laughter is unless you had tears and misery?
That's right.
So that's another form of emotional chemistry, chemistry by emotions.
Yes, sir.
So that you can know the blending processes of those different things. I'm always into that black bowling ball.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's one reason that they put the black phone and made the first original phone black. That's the reason that they made the first A-Mount Ford black.
For the power.
And the strength. Was black.
And the sturdiness.
For that's black to black.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? In other words, their forefathers left a sign and thought that their children would be able to understand that with the black telephones. He was telling them that the black people have a way of talking to each other, but not the wires.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? And then he was putting the wheels and the A-bound force being about black, you know, and different things like this here. He was telling them that the black people have a way of transportation, and their way of transportation is on wheels, whether these wheels are on the ground or in the air.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God, the President of Master Muhammad, Steve Lamont, especially for the message of the Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, and especially for this supreme wisdom of understanding of dream science and everything that he has given to us.
Yes, sir.
Because now he's taking all those he has taken. He has taken away, not us. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So he is us.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, he is educating us and cleaning us up and making us be an open book. If you're an open book, then therefore you wouldn't care what it took.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not going to do nothing in darkness that I wouldn't want to be broadcasted from the top of the roof.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But everything in due time.
Yes, sir.
It's natural.
Yes, sir. That's true.
So I pray that you tell us. So therefore, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that Master Muhammad, Peace be upon him, took him and shit him off to the side from the rest of the main body of the multitudes of the people that were Muslims during that day and time, and taught him secretly different things and different degrees of knowledge and different behavior patterns and posture control and dietary. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So that means that if we're lacking unto him, that's the same particular process. He's taking us and sent us off to the side, but we don't see ourselves as us. We see ourselves as being blended into the many one, or crystallized into the Christ-like by him being the Christ. You understand? We're being crystallized into the natural body of him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So this is why he sent us off to the side, and that's why he's sharpening us through these remote control to Mr. J. Prison, through these conversations that we're having back here. And that's why he's causing the sisters up there in the other body of the multitude, that's why it's got to be two houses for the positive and the negative process. That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad lived in one place with a royal, so-called royal family, and the rest of the brothers lived in another city.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I pray that see what Allah God, the Prince of Master Muhammad, is saying. What I say, you see what I'm saying. And so therefore, understand that. hardly understand neither.
Yes, sir.
So, within the mind, see, will he give us another clarification? And he comes out because he sees that I don't understand neither, that we all do. So then he comes with a better clarification. And then when I say, yeah, I understand a little bit better to the degree, then I understand too a little bit better to the degree.
Yes, sir. I'll praise due to Allah, God, and praise Mas Wal Sifar Muhammad, and last words.
That's why, all of a sudden, when you hear that voice say, well, do you understand? I want to know. Do you understand like I understand, like he's making me understand?
Yeah, to a degree.
And then I found out that when it's also kind of a little complicated at first about what he's saying, you hesitate on answering me as if it's complicated a little bit to you too. And all of a sudden you say, well, to the degree.
Yes, sir.
The same way it is with me too.
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, we see what you're saying. All I got in the person, Master Wild Steve, for I, Muhammad, is Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
See, because to know thyself is to know others. And so, through you, I'm able to know more about myself. So, all I got in the person, Master Wild Steve, for I, Muhammad, is Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Through you, I'm able to know more about myself because we're one and the same. One body, one mind, and one soul. And that's why when you learn the truth, the rest of the original band, the band, the age, the black band, the big and all the planet, God, the universe, the kind of man, the kind of man, so-called Caucasian, all class, all y'all push grass, the scrub of the planet Earth. Therefore, you don't add to that, and you don't take from that. So that when you speak, I speak. And when we speak, he speaks.
Yes.
That's why it's Muhammad speak. And when Muhammad speaks, who speaks? Allah speaks. That's the word of Yisra, Muhammad is speaking. Shut your mouth there.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes,
that's our supreme being.
Yes, sir.
Talking directly to us. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he is to pour that knowledge into our heads, which will make us become successful and make us become just like it to him. If he wasn't the supreme being, how could he come and make us be the head? If he was the root of pull that knowledge into our head, we'd be a bigger booty fool.
That's true.
So it took a supreme being to come and pull this knowledge into our head, and we recognize that he is a supreme being by his deeds and actions, what we see in the form of deeds and actions to the nation of Islam and the followers of the Messiah of Elijah Muhammad. And that's the Elijah Muhammad. So we know that that same particular knowledge will put us on the same particular plane that he's on, that he wants us on.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Oh, please, good to Allah. Now, I mean, this knowledge is so beautiful. See, this is what knowledge about. When you got knowledge and you're getting a clarification and an understanding, that's what we need in this day and time, because we done been through confusion, mass chaos, hell. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah, God, the person of the Master, the Master, the Master, the Master, the Master, the Master. That's why he took us through the chaotic condition, because the only person that can come out of this chaotic condition is the one who allowed the chaotic condition to come in itself. You got to remember this here. The devil's couldn't store up the kingdom of heaven because God is the power over all things, so we had to destroy our own kingdom of heaven.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, that so that this man can rule. And we had to put ourselves on an automatic pilot side so that we could be next to him, so that no one could copy him. That was security on top of security, so that we could make sure that he complete his destiny. That's why this white man in America is so hip, because he's been laying next to God.
Yes, sir.
I've been laying next to the supreme being, even whether the supreme being recognizes it or not, is in having an amnesia stage.
Yes, sir.
They get contact high. So now when you look down the street and you see the Caucasian devil walking down the street, he's got a box and a beat to his vault now. And we can understand why.
Yes, sir. Phone's ringing, sir.
Go ahead, answer it. Good man.
Okay. Yes?
Sadallahu,
brother. We on the phone.
He's on the other line now, and now I'll mention it to him and see what he says, okay?
Okay.
So hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
Sir?
Yes?
That's Ansa so-called Jabari, and once again, as I've been telling you, he wants to speak to you about something. He said he really needs to speak to you, so I'm mentioning it to you now, and I'm going to click back and let him know if he's going to want me to call him or not.
Okay, you asked it me before, so we went through the yin in that particular process and the yang.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So, okay, call it.
Okay, yes, sir.
But I understand we might not be able to complete this thing, so we don't know. It's the will of Allah, the friend of Master Masih, Allah, the friend of the Mosanic Lama. So, if in between that we don't get to be able to speak, I'll speak with you if it's the will of Allah, the friend of Master Masih, Allah, the friend of the Mosanic Lama, tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we cut off in the middle of this, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Get your recording going.
Okay.
Keep the lock on the friend of the Master Wallace, you've got my business, and the person of the Master Wallace, open book the recording going.
Okay, yes, sir. All right, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Answer Jabari?
Yes.
Okay, hang up. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay.
He did.
Sajalahu?
Sir? Okay, hold on.
Okay, real quick, though.
They didn't do this because I told your brother I was going to
okay,
do that,
just
so.
Real quick, though. Sir, I'm in the stuff that I'm writing out, the material that I'm writing out now, that all I got in the person about Swazi Farm Muhammad had me right now. Yes, sir. And especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am writing it in scattered degrees. For the first step, for the way that Allah God and the person of Master Wasi Far Muhammad is Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the remote control unit being thyself, the mystery letter J Man. I'm writing it out the way that I received it.
Okay,
and that
yes, ma'am, I understand this here, though. This book is the many multiple complexes.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, the book is really a book on black and white that the Messenger of God to complete right there when he's in the midst of this, the completion of the book that he was going to write called Black and White. And then it's also the book of the mystery day. Then it's got to be the book of everything, the book of everything, the book of the devil, the book of everything.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. Just a minute, we're going to call the brother. Sajala who? Where's Ansel so-called Jabari? Control unit says, thou art the direct link to my Allah God in the person of Master Wasi Far Muhammad and our messenger of the glorious Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, we're all here. We're having a family gathering here. But, you know, I want to let you know we was able to purchase a tape of the glorious Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
And which one is it?
Tape. This one here is where he talked about when he met Master Wasi Far Muhammad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And he talked about the makings of the devil and stuff. It looked like from the time that he said that he said, I've been teaching up at 30. I believe he said on the tape. So that must have been about the time of 1962, 63, around there.
Around there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but it's two interviews, and we're going to get part two next time we go back down there. They said he got a lot of tapes down there now.
Down where?
Down at the Richmond Mars.
Oh, at the Richmond Mars?
Yes, sir.
Well, they didn't have them before.
That's right.
But they got them now.
They got them now.
They got them now because someone's dropping the word and the message about what we were talking about, that Farrakhan was supposed to have nothing but the tapes about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and not by Mr. Farrakhan.
That's right.
So, therefore, you find out that the function that we're talking about, you find out that they're slowly bringing themselves up to power, too.
Yes, sir.
So that means that we're on time and in time and all the time.
Yes,
because
sir.
There is the power of the force.
Yes, sir.
In the first place.
Yes,
not
sir.
The power of the force. If I'm trying to talk to you and trying to convince you something, that's not going to convince you nothing but chaos. But what the live line of the Master of the Sea for our money is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is going to bring into us.
Yes,
and once
sir.
We get that into us, then we're on time.
Yes,
and it's in time.
He had a powerful effect on us. That was my first time seeing him talk. You know, I've seen him on...
Yes, sir.
It would have more effect than just listening to him speak.
Yes, sir.
Because just him speaking didn't do all the work. Them seeing him did a lot of all the work, too.
Yes, sir.
Seeing is believing, and deeds and actions speak louder than lip service, and that's what's not no teasing.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful, too. Maybe we'll get to see it.
Huh?
I said maybe we'll...